Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We've got a strange topic this week, as over the last few days, a gambling scandal has emerged from the Fresno State basketball program. Amidst what is already their worst season in decades, the Bulldogs found a new way to make their fans frown, with three players being suspended or removed from the team for gambling. To make matters worse, two of those players placed prop bets on their own games. We'll go over how the situation unfolded, what players are involved, and where head coach Vance Wahlberg, the suspended players, and Fresno State's program goes from here. Really deep dive this week, let's get right into it. So to start with how this situation was first reported, the first official report that came out was 30 minutes before the tip-off of Saturday's Fresno State and Air Force contest, where it was revealed that Jalen Weaver and Zaion Collins are both being withheld from competition for a quote eligibility matter. So this left the Bulldogs with just seven active players as they go to play Air Force, and they would lose 72-69 in overtime, ultimately for a program record 10th straight loss. And after this loss, the full picture eventually emerged. So here is what we know. Senior guard Jalen Weaver and junior forward Mykel Robinson have been removed from the Fresno State roster after allegedly betting on games they played in. Specifically, those bets were placed on the under for Fresno State team rebounds and the under for Fresno State team points. Robinson hasn't been with the team since January 11th, and Weaver was reported to not be returning to the program the day after the news broke. The third player involved is sophomore guard Zaion Collins, who was found to have allegedly bet on professional sports, not games he played in. He's still withheld from competition at this point, but he is still currently with the team. The only one of the three involved players that can be said about. And the other major detail is that head coach Vance Wahlberg was the first person to notify Fresno State's administration about this gambling situation, which launched an internal investigation from there. After that, the NCAA launched their own investigation. All sources that I've seen have maintained that Wahlberg has cooperated fully with the investigation and cannot be fired for cause, since he is the one who brought the situation to light. Now let's take a closer look at everyone involved and try and figure out what their next steps in their career will be from here. Starting with Jalen Weaver, a top-ranked recruit from Colorado, Weaver began his career with Nevada. He played sparingly there and decided to drop to the JUCO ranks at Salt Lake Community College. His game continued to grow and he landed an opportunity with Fresno State ahead of the 2024 season. Weaver would play in every game in his first year as a Bulldog, including a big-time performance in Vegas to help his squad win a Mountain West tournament game against Wyoming. With 1 year of eligibility left, Weaver returned to Fresno and was expected to be their best player. His on-court performance was fine, nothing groundbreaking, but he was a consistent double-digit scorer this year. Off the court, however, it seems like he's gotten himself into some real trouble here. If he's actually guilty of point shaving, his college career is done and his professional career is in jeopardy as well. Weaver wasn't going to be an NBA player, but he was certainly good enough to play a few years internationally. Now with this extra baggage he's attached to himself by trying to get less than 3.5 rebounds against Nevada or something like that, his time as a basketball player might be coming to an abrupt end. Next, let's talk about Mykel Robinson's story. He is a D1 bounce back. He started his career at North Texas before transferring to the JUCO level at Ranger College. He rebuilt his stock as a prototypical power forward and committed to Fresno State once Vance Wahlberg got the job. Robinson started 16 games for the Bulldogs this year before mysteriously vanishing from the lineup in January. Well, now we know why. If he is indeed guilty of point shaving, this is certainly the end of Robinson's collegiate career. It's possible he catches on with a team overseas, but no university is going to take a chance on this guy after this. And the last player story we're diving into is Zaion Collins, arguably the most stunning inclusion in this scandal. Calling Collins' story bizarre would be an understatement. He was a top 200 recruit out of Las Vegas, and he was all set to start his freshman year at UNLV until he killed a 52-year-old man while driving recklessly. Collins pled guilty to vehicular manslaughter, but since he was only 17 at the time of the accident, he was only sentenced to 90 days in jail, which he served 56 of, 3 years probation, and a $1,000 fine. As you might imagine, UNLV was no longer interested, so Collins began his collegiate career career at Salt Lake Community College. As the team's starting point guard last year, he helped the Bruins reach number 3 in the national JUCO polls, which led him to joining Vance Wahlberg in Fresno. 2 years later than planned, Collins finally made his D1 debut and did not disappoint. Honestly, he's been the best player on the Bulldogs this season, averaging 12 points per game on solid efficiency for a sophomore, and that's in addition to leading the team in minutes, assists, and steals. It took some time, but it looks like Collins has finally gotten on the right track, and I spoke too soon. Now, keep in mind, reports have said that A, Collins was betting on professional sports, not Fresno State games, and B, Collins is still on the team, like we mentioned at the top of the show. So theoretically, he could be suspended for a longer period of time or for the rest of the season, then come back for his junior year like nothing ever happened. If that's the case, which feels like, honestly, the most probable outcome for Collins at this point, then he's once again dodged a huge bullet and his career should be able to continue pretty much as planned. I do have two more points I want to hit specifically on this Zion Collins situation. One, I think we can all agree that it's a little ridiculous that college athletes can't bet on sports they have nothing to do with like any other adult can, especially with how constant advertising for gambling sites is in sports today. It's not hard to see why a student athlete might think, hey, gambling is okay now. But number two, oh my God, Zion, what are you doing? You got into about as much trouble as someone possibly could before turning 18, but still kept it together enough to get back to the stage you always wanted to be on. So why, oh why, would you do something so avoidable like this? If it was any other player that got suspended for betting on specifically just pro sports, I think the suspension could be relatively light, but since it's Zion Collins, who already has a track record of not making the smartest decisions, to say the least, the punishment for him could be a lot more substantial. Now let's take a big picture look at Vance Wahlberg's tenure as the Bulldogs head coach and the Fresno State basketball program as a whole at this point. The Bulldogs are putting together one of the program's worst seasons ever, currently sitting at 5-23 with a 1-16 Mountain West record. And now with this gambling scandal coming to light, not only has Wahlberg failed to start building something at the Save Mart Center, he's sent the program back to the Stone Age. Fresno State hasn't had a record this bad since 1977. They're making national headlines for the first time all year with a multiplayer gambling scandal and have somehow found a way to get below historically bad Air Force in the conference standing. Possibly the only factors working in Wahlberg's favor here are that A, he's a beloved member of the Fresno community, and B, that he's the reason this scandal was uncovered in the first place. This administration does love their hometown heroes, so it's still possible that even after the worst season imaginable, Vance Wahlberg is still the Bulldogs head coach for their final season in the Mountain West. I would argue that with entry into the Pac-12 on the horizon, you might want to polish up your program's image before 2026, but that's just me. We'll have to wait and see how Fresno State does in their final 4 games of the season. Good luck to the remaining 7 Bulldogs and Coach Wahlberg. It's going to be a very interesting final stretch, to say the least. And last but not least on the list of who's to blame in this situation, we have the NCAA. True to how it usually handles college sports modernizing around it, the NCAA has run around with their hair on fire trying to stop student athletes from gambling. Even if you're a water polo player at Lehigh, you make a parlay for the Super Bowl, you just lost your eligibility for a year. That's their official stance, while on the flip side, they get a nice cut of the tens of billions of dollars that sportsbooks spend on advertising every year. Can we cut these 18 to 23 year olds some slack? If you're going to reap the benefits of sports gambling being more accessible and lucrative than ever, maybe you should stop faulting the athletes that are playing in front of DraftKings and FanDuel ads every night. This is a pointless exercise, obviously, since asking the NCAA to make their bylaws less archaic is as useful as asking a dog to help you pass your driver's test, but still, it never hurts to throw some shade the NCAA's way. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. With the regular season wrapping up this week, I promise we'll break all of that down in the next episode. This Fresno State saga was just too insane to not do a deep dive on it. Also, our Mountain West transfer tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description on your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Remember, if you're a college athlete, do not place that parlay. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.